Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for Spring 2024 and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Tony and Rachel. And the sound engineer is Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we are making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following: Shaping Places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It is about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We are also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces.
Discover your next adventure at Itchin Valley Country Park. Local people can look forward to a spectacular springtime at Itchin Valley Country Park, with the many play areas including a new addition, new trails and connecting paths, the bluebells arriving in April-May time, the inviting woodland cafe and the new Go Ape feature. From a recent survey, we know many people enjoy spending time in nature and exploring the paths and trails with their family and friends. There's also the lure of the cafe with a range of food options, including cosy jacket potatoes and hot drinks. With lighter evenings returning, visitors are encouraged to explore further areas of the park and follow the newly laid path network, which takes them to the highest points with beautiful vistas overseeing the park. Free community walk and talks are run bi-monthly at the park, which are led by an experienced ranger with extensive nature and wildlife knowledge. Go to the website to find out more at itchinvalley.co.uk. Have you explored all our exciting play areas catering for all age groups? The Warren, our newest play area for older adventurers, sits at the High Hill Field with a large slide, climbing areas, a zip wire and more. The Dray, where children can test their adventurous side and discover their risk-taking abilities. Walk along the play trail to find woodlarks, where under six can build upon their imaginative abilities with a mud kitchen, shop and other play features. Inside the woodland cafe is the Halt, suitable for smaller adventurers. Young children can explore a fun, colourful and tactile environment whilst in safe view. Visitors wanting to fulfil their thrill-seeking side can now save on their next family adventure at Go Ape Southampton. Simply enter Family15 at the checkout when you next book Treetop Challenge. Address is the Itchin Valley Country Park, Allenton Lane, West End, Southampton, SO303HQ. Website itchinvalley.co.uk. Facebook Itchin Valley Country Park.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Clean Awards sweep for Neighbourhoods and Green Spaces team. The council team that keeps the borough's streets, parks and open spaces attractive and clean has picked up two prestigious national awards. The Neighbourhoods and Green Spaces operation was again declared Best Performer in the Street Cleansing category and won the Best Performer Award in the Parks, Open Spaces and Horticultural Services category in the APSE Awards, organised by the Association for Public Service Excellence. It is the 13th year in a row that the Eastleigh team have scooped the award for street cleansing, and the authority has been recognised in a number of other categories over the years. At the same ceremony in 2022, Eastleigh was named APSE's Council of the Year. Councillor Tonya Craig and the Council's Cabinet Member for Health and Social Policy, who accepted the awards with Paul Naylor, Service Director, Neighbourhoods and Green Spaces, said, "It's great news that Eastleigh is recognised as having the best team in the country looking after its streets, open spaces and village and town centres. The Neighbourhoods and Green Spaces team can be very proud of this achievement, which reflects the huge level of dedication they bring to the job. Schools are getting clean air aware. Four schools in the borough have been raising awareness about air quality. Pupils have been exploring air quality science and the causes of air pollution, measuring pollution levels near their schools, and looking at its impact on their health and the environment. Air pollution is one of the biggest environmental threats to human health, and the traffic on our roads is one of its biggest causes. Children are among the most at risk from the harmful effects of the toxic gases and particulates that vehicles produce. The Clean Air Aware scheme is being run by Sustrans in partnership with the Borough Council, specifically to tackle poor air quality around schools. High traffic volumes at pick-up and drop-off times and idling cars result in concentrated levels of pollutants at precisely the times children are likely to be exposed to them. After learning about air quality through interactive sessions, the students will begin planning a campaign focusing on the issues that affect their school the most.
Councillors lobbied Health Secretary on NHS dentistry and vapes. Concerns over poor access to NHS dentists and the easy availability of single-use vapes were the subjects of separate motions agreed by the Council. Councillors resolved to write to the Secretary of State for Health, calling on the Government to implement an emergency rescue plan for NHS dentistry. A further motion urged a ban on the sale of single-use vapes. The Council said the Government should use unspent funding to boost the number of dental appointments. It also noted how a lack of dental care can particularly affect the health of children. Whilst not anti-vaping, which it sees as a useful tool in smoking cessation, the Council said the Government should be doing all it can to discourage children from vaping and urged an immediate ban on the sale of single-use vapes and free samples. It also highlighted the environmental impacts of disposable vapes. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "Public health is one of the Council's key priorities, and these motions focus on issues that we know are a significant concern in our communities. The lack of access to NHS dental services can have a huge impact on the quality of life for residents and on the health of local children, and the rise in the sale of single-use vapes has a number of very adverse effects." Since councillors wrote to the Secretary of State in December 2023, the Government has announced plans to tackle youth vaping by banning disposable vapes, as well as restricting vape flavours and packaging, and changing how vapes are displayed in shops. Passport to Leisure. Concessionary scheme at Places Leisure Eastleigh. For people who are unemployed, on a low income, over 60, full-time students, armed forces, or have physical, learning or sensory impairments, visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/passport to leisure. the Easter programme. Spring into action this Easter with Eastleigh Active. Activities for 5 to 16-year-olds from the 3rd to the 5th of April and the 10th to the 12th of April. Book now on eastleigh.gov.uk/Eastleigh Active.
Protecting our environment. New woodland enhanced at Itchen Valley. Local people who had sponsored a tree as part of the council's Plant Eastleigh scheme came to Itchen Valley Country Park to contribute to a woodland. They planted a variety of native tree whips to expand the woodland and provide more habitats for local wildlife. The trees came from the council-run tree nursery in Horton Heath. Plant Eastleigh is a drive for residents, businesses and community organisations to plant 160,000 more trees in Eastleigh Borough by 2030. The project contributes to the England Trees Action Plan, which the government has launched to tackle biodiversity loss and climate change. To find out more about Plant Eastleigh and its exciting community engagement projects running across the borough, please visit planteastleigh.co.uk. Meet our tree rangers. You may see Alex and Nick, our new tree rangers, in your local area, as they lead our campaign to plant thousands of trees across the borough. Part of their role is to work with our communities to plant a range of trees and hedgerows that includes a range of native trees grown in our own tree nursery. For example, they led our Plant Eastleigh project that gave the opportunity for people to plant tree whips in Itchen Valley Country Park to help extend the park's habitat and improve biodiversity. New community building craned into Itchen Valley Country Park. The new community building for Itchen Valley Country Park was craned into place after arriving on a lorry convoy. Designed and made in Yorkshire by Pod Space Limited, the modular building that arrived in sections is known as the Hyde. The new facility will provide toilets, a kiosk and rooms available for corporate hire. It'll open later this spring. The building in High Hill Field is part of a major transformation of the much-loved green space that will bring new exciting features, including the remodelling of Highwood Barn and Kingfisher Barn, better barbecue and picnic areas, additional toilets, upgraded play equipment, a new central events and welcoming space at Highwood Barn, a covered outdoor seating area for customers to the popular Woodland Cafe, and greater accessibility with changing places facilities. Find out more at itchenvalley.co.uk.
Environmentally friendly approach to grass cutting. Eastleigh embraces eco grass cutting for biodiversity to flourish. The council is continuing with its environmentally friendly approach to grass cutting and maintenance of green spaces throughout the borough to help our local environment and encourage greater biodiversity. Our team manage many areas of open spaces, including sports pitches, countryside areas, verges and community spaces. You will see us cutting grass between March and September, but not every grass area needs the same cutting regime. We are working with nature, so sometimes the cutting cycle can start earlier or later during the year, depending on ground and weather conditions. In our parks and in local areas where grass is used for recreation, we cut grass regularly. Grass that is not used for sport or recreation will not receive full cuts and will be managed for nature instead. For example, recreation grounds, sports pitches, cemeteries grass will be maintained on a 1 to 2 week cycle from March to October. Highway verges, parts of public open spaces, grass will be maintained on a 4 to 6 week cycle from March to October. Conservation areas, public open spaces such as the old golf course, countryside sites, will be cut once a year from August to October. Please note, these schedules are dependent on weather and ground conditions. A new interactive map providing details of grassed area that we manage and the cutting regime for each area will be on our website, ready for when the grass cutting starts in March.
Let's Get It Sorted. Our new Let's Get It Sorted campaign is helping our residents to put the right items in the right bins. Unfortunately, we're still finding that some items are being put in the green bins that shouldn't have been. In Eastleigh, there are only 5 items that should go in your green recycling bin. These are plastic bottles, aluminium cans and metal tins, paper, cardboard, no takeaway pizza boxes, and empty aerosols. Anything else should be placed in your general waste bin. When it comes to placing items in your recycling bin, simply remember, if in doubt, leave it out. Thanks to everyone for doing your bit to help us reduce contamination in our recycling streams. For more information on how to recycle household items, please visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/recycling. Join our garden waste scheme. Don't waste time and fuel booking a trip to the tip. Join over 24,000 other borough residents and sign up today. Starts on the 1st of April. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. The cost of a bin is only £50 for the year. That's just £2 per collection. The benefits include it saves you time and is more convenient, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more booking or queuing at your local tip, and the wheeled bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. Sign up at website eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste.
Recycle your food waste and save money. Save money and reduce waste in your black bin. Food waste makes up around 30% of your black household waste bin, with potatoes being the most wasted food in the UK, followed by bread and milk. The council operates the longest-running food waste collection in Hampshire. This helps to reduce the amount we throw away in our general bins and collect food waste such as vegetable peelings, eggshells and gone-off food. Food waste should be wrapped in decompostable bags available from most supermarkets or old newspapers and placed in the brown food bins provided. This is then collected from your curbside weekly. Find out what food items you can recycle and how to order an additional bin on our website eastleigh.gov.uk/foodwaste. Recycle more. Coffee, tea and hot chocolate pods from home with Podpack. The council has been working with Podpack since last year to provide a free recycling service, helping you to recycle your plastic and aluminium pods from home. Over 384,500 plastic pods and 476,000 aluminium pods have been recycled from our borough already, with the coffee grounds used to create energy and as a soil conditioner. We need your help to recycle more as part of the Let's Get It Sorted initiative. Podback is a nationwide, not-for-profit coffee pod recycling service. Created by the biggest names in the coffee pod systems, Nespresso, Nescafe Dolce Gusto and Tassimo, to give people who enjoy the quality and taste of coffee pods simple and easy ways to recycle them. How to sign up for free? 1. Head to the website podback.org and fill in their quick online form. 2. 2 rolls of bags will be sent out within 7 to 10 days. 3. Fill the bag with used coffee pods. 4. Put the bag out weekly alongside your food waste bin. 5. Let Podback know when you've run out of bags. It's easy.
One Horton Heath latest update. One Horton Heath, future-proofing heating in new homes. Harnessing the Earth's energy and transforming heating. Ground source heat pumps at One Horton Heath. Horton Heath is a pioneering housing development that is leading the way in sustainable living. At the heart of this eco-friendly revolution are ground source heat pumps, GSHPs, a technology that will provide significant financial and environmental benefits. This innovative system is set to be implemented across the 381 homes of Phase 1, offering a glimpse into the future of renewable energy in residential spaces. What is a ground source heat pump? A ground source heat pump is a cutting-edge system that uses the Earth's consistent underground temperature to heat and cool homes. Unlike traditional heating systems relying on fossil fuels, GSHPs harness natural heat from the ground. This is achieved through 233 closed-loop boreholes, in this case between 100 and 120 metres deep, which circulate a water antifreeze mixture to absorb the Earth's heat. Financial and carbon savings. The financial and environmental impacts of this project will be substantial, as residents can expect around a 50% reduction in heating costs compared to conventional fossil fuel systems. This is a significant saving, as heating accounts for a large percentage of household energy expenses. Furthermore, the shift to GSHPs will result in approximately a 70% reduction in carbon emissions that represents a major stride towards a more sustainable future. Why ground source heat pumps? Consistent performance. As the Earth's temperature at the depth of the boreholes remains relatively constant, ensuring reliable heating and cooling. Long-term savings. Although initial installation costs of GSHPs can be higher than traditional systems, the long-term savings makes it financially sound investment. Eco-friendly. GSHPs eliminate reliance on fossil fuels. A model for future developments. GSHP technology demonstrates a commitment to sustainable living, energy efficiency, and long-term economic savings. Their use in residential developments is not just a trend, it's a necessary step towards a sustainable future.
Few areas of concern over council investment and borrowing. Last year, the Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, the DLUHC, asked the professional body for public sector finance, the Chartered Institute of Public Finance and Accountancies, CIPFA, to review the Council's investment portfolio and borrowing position. Their report was published recently, and in their own words, CIPFA identified few areas of major concern and said that their overall picture of Eastleigh Borough is positive. The report recognised the clear strategic purpose of the Council's investment portfolio and noted that it has enabled the Council to continue to deliver a higher level of service than otherwise would have been possible. The Council has welcomed the report and finds it to be fair and balanced. Leader of the Council, Councillor Keith House, said, "We look forward to more engagement with DLUHC and explaining how local government finance actually works on the ground and how our prudent investments have protected essential public services. By innovating, the Council has been able to continue to fund services for residents while delivering a real terms cut in our council tax. At the same time, our commercial activities have supported the creation of jobs and investment in our communities. Can we support your community project? One Horton Heath is welcoming interest from community representatives or groups who are involved in running community or educational-led activities or groups who require outdoor space. Visit the website to get in touch with us, onehortonheath.co.uk. Find out more and keep up to date on the development. Visit onehortonheath.co.uk or email onehortonheath@eastleigh.gov.uk.
What's on? Walk and talk free events. 3 3-kilometre guided walks to spend time in nature in a safe and friendly environment. Book online at website itchinvalley.co.uk/whatson. Tuesday the 5th and 19th of March, 1 to 2pm at Lakeside. Wednesday the 6th of March, 10:30 to 11:30, Burselden. Thursday the 14th and the 28th of March, 10 to 11, Itchin Valley Country Park. Wednesday the 13th of March, 10:30 to 11:30, Hound. Wednesday the 27th of March, 10:30 to 11:30, Hamble. Spring events at the country parks. Needle Felt Bunny Workshop on Tuesday the 26th of March at 10am to 12pm costs £16. This is a beginner's workshop to make a simple felted bunny using a needle felt tool. It includes a hot drink. Easter Trail, 29th of March to the 14th of April, 10am to 4:30, cost £3. Help the animals of the Itchin Valley to find a missing egg. Collect a pack from the cafe, follow the map to discover the clues. Suitable for 4-plus years. Easter Biscuit Decorating in the Hyde, Wednesday the 3rd of April, 10am to 12pm, 2 to 4pm, cost £4. For accompanied 4-plus years drop-in. Story and Craft with an Easter Theme in the Hyde, Thursday the 4th of April at 10:30. For accompanied 3 to 7-year-olds, cost £5, pre-book online. And Story and Craft with an Easter Theme in the Hyde, Tuesday the 9th of April, 10:30, for accompanied 3 to 7-year-olds, at cost £5, pre-book online.
Easter Craft Wreaths in the Hyde, Thursday the 11th of April, 10am to 12pm. Cost £4, drop-in. Make a colourful egg-shaped wreath decorated with tissue paper for accompanied 5 to 10-year-olds. Bat Detectives, Saturday the 13th of April, 7:30 to 9pm. Cost £7 and £5. Pre-book online. Join a member of Hampshire Bat Group for a guided walk to discover bats in the Itchin Valley. For adults and children, 7-plus years. May Day Fair, Monday the 6th of May, 10am to 4:30pm. A celebration of summer with music, Morris dancing and local makers market. See the website for further information. If you would like to have a stall, email ivcp@eastleigh.gov.uk. Hamble Peninsula Guided Walk, Thursday the 16th of May, 10:15am to 1pm. Join a 7-kilometre linear walk on the Hamble Peninsula, incorporating the parishes of Burselden, Hamble Le Rice and Hound, and returning by train from Hamble Station. We will stop off in Hamble for a refreshment break. It's free. Pre-book online. Deco Patch Wind Chime Craft, Wednesday the 29th of May, 10am, 10:45am and 11:30am. Cost £4 per child. A craft to decorate a set of wind chimes with patterned paper for accompanied 5 to 8-year-olds. Pre-book online. To book, visit website itchinvalley.co.uk/whatson. Address, Itchin Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, Southampton, SO303HQ.
Imaginations take flight at The Point this April. Following the success of the pilot last year, The Points Take Flight Festival returns this April, with events taking place across both the Eastleigh venue and at the Bury Theatre in Hedge End. Celebrating and inspiring the next generation, Take Flight Festival offers audiences the chance to enjoy a range of activities created for, with and by children and young people of all ages. Highlights include the Point's very own youth theatre with a new adaptation of Emil and the Detectives on the 5th and the 6th of April at the Point, family-friendly show Choo Choo, 9th of April at the Point, which combines classical Indian dance, theatre and play to celebrate the joy of train travel. Bouncy, giant and fire bubbles in the Highland Jokers crowd pleaser, The Bubble Show, 11th of April at the Bury Theatre. Lego workshops with the Brick People, 10th of April at the Point. Den building, storytelling, crafts and much more. To find out more about the full Take Flight Festival programme, visit thepointeastleigh.co.uk/takeflight. Events at the Point, Eastleigh. Board Game Cafe, Tuesday the 5th of March from 6pm. Footlights Youth Theatre, Greece, Wednesday the 6th to Saturday the 9th of March, 2:30 and 7:30pm. Bring Your Own Baby Comedy, Tuesday the 12th of March at 11:30am. Chris McCausland, Yonks, Wednesday the 13th and Thursday the 14th of March at 7:30pm. MNK Productions Limited, Exciting Science, Saturday the 16th of March at 2pm. Anything Funny, Tuesday the 19th of March at 8pm. The Crescent Primary School Spring Concert is Wednesday the 20th of March at 1 and 6:30pm. Something Underground, The Spirit of Woodstock, Friday the 22nd of March at 7pm.
Point Ensemble, The Sad Club, on Sunday the 24th of March at 3pm. HYDC and Richard Chapel Dance, Next Generation, Wednesday the 27th of March at 7:30. Playtime, Play Along Theatre Adventures, Thursday the 28th of March, 10 and 11:30am. Youth Theatre, Emil and the Detectives, Friday the 5th of April at 6pm and Saturday the 6th of April at 2 and 6pm. House, Chuff Chuff, Tuesday the 9th of April at 11am and 2pm. The Brick People, Lego Activity Workshops, Wednesday the 10th of April, 10am, 11:30am, 1pm, 2:30pm and 4pm. Youth Dance Showcase, Let's Dance, Friday the 12th of April, 7pm. Practically Perfect Pictures, The Museum of Marvellous Things, Saturday the 3rd of April, 11am and 2pm. Frozen Light, The Bar at the Edge of Time, Monday the 15th to Wednesday the 17th of April at 11am and 1:30pm. Half a String Breathe, Saturday the 20th of April at 3pm. The Nick Cope Family Show, Saturday the 27th of April, 11am and 2pm. The Southampton Musical Society, Legally Blonde, Monday the 1st of May to Thursday the 4th of May, 2:30 and 7:30pm. And the Eastleigh Operatic and Musical Society, The Sound of Music, Wednesday the 8th of May to Saturday the 11th of May, 2:30 and 7:30.
Events at the Bury Theatre. Bury Funny Comedy Club, Friday, 8th of March, 8pm. Peak School of Dance, Dancing Through Time, Saturday 16th and 17th of March, 1:30 and 6:30pm. Coram Shakespeare Schools Festival, Tuesday 19th of March, 7pm. Waiting for the Call Improv, Notflix, Friday 22nd of March, 7:30pm. Morgan and West's Massive Magic Show for Kids, Saturday 23rd of March, 3pm. Matt Ford, inside number 10, Friday, 5th of April, 7:30 p.m. Red Entertainment, Harry Styles Tribute, Saturday, 6th of April, 7 p.m. The Highland Joker, The Bubble Show, Thursday, 11th of April, 2 p.m. Berry Funny Comedy Club, Friday, 12th of April, 8 p.m. Crime and Comedy Theatre, The Hound of the Baskervilles, Wednesday, 17th of April, 7:30 p.m. Awake My Soul, Mumford & Sons Tribute, Saturday, 27th of April, 7:30 p.m. RBM, Miles Jupp, Wednesday, 1st of May, 7:30 p.m. Richard Herring, Can I Have My Ball Back? Friday, 3rd of May, 7:30 p.m. Spinners Dance, Close Encounters, Saturday, 4th of May, 1:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Top Secret, The Magic of Science, Saturday, 11th of May, 2 p.m. Six Chick Flicks, Saturday, 18th of May, 7:30 p.m.
Two Good Tuesdays. Every Tuesday morning, The Point hosts something fun for grown-ups to enjoy with their babies and toddlers. Whether it be the chance to enjoy an introduction to dance basics, uplifting and relaxing live music sessions, or arts and crafts activities, these sessions offer parents, grandparents, childminders and carers the opportunity to do something creative with their little ones and meet like-minded people in a friendly environment. The Baby Disco on Tuesday the 5th of March at 10:30 a.m. Wonder Gigs, Tuesday the 19th of March and 16th of April, 10:30 and 11:30 a.m. Artie Party, Tuesday the 26th of March at 10:30 a.m. and Tiny Dancers, Tuesday the 23rd of April at 10:30 a.m. Inclusive Cinema, taking place monthly at both venues, the Inclusive Cinema programme delivers relaxed and welcoming film screenings of both classic and current films. These screenings are designed specifically for people with dementia, learning or physical difficulties, and their families and carers. However, they are open to all, offering a friendly and inclusive environment to anyone who may find it difficult to attend a mainstream cinema. During these screenings, the lighting will be a little higher, the sound a little quieter, and audiences can leave the theatre safely at any point with staff on hand to help. All screenings are captioned, include a 20-minute interval, and the £5 ticket price includes a hot drink and biscuit. The Great Escaper, Tuesday the 19th of March at 10:45 a.m. at The Point. Matilda the Musical, Wednesday the 13th of March at 10:30 a.m. The Bury Theatre. Military Wives, Wednesday the 3rd of April, 10:30 a.m. at the Bury Theatre. The Miracle Club, Tuesday the 23rd of April, 10:45 a.m. at The Point. Booking tickets couldn't be easier. Our current box office hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, or head to our website and book online. Box office phone number is 023 8065 2333. The websites are thepointeastleigh.co.uk and theburytheatre.co.uk. The addresses is The Point, Lee Road, Eastleigh, Hampshire, SO509DE, and The Bury Theatre, Wildon Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, Hampshire, SO304EJ.
Creating Homes and Communities, a lottery grant awarded for public art in Chalmersford and Hiltingbury. The council has secured a national lottery grant of £14,700 from the Arts Council England to match fund a developer's contribution for public art and commission a new piece of public art for Chalmersford and Hiltingbury. The project will celebrate diversity and memorialise the Polish Dependence Hostel Camp in Hiltonbury, which stood on the land now known as Hiltonbury Recreation Ground. Prior to becoming the recreation ground, the site south of Hiltonbury Road was used by the military as a temporary accommodation camp for Southampton residents displaced by the Blitz in 1940 and 1941, for prisoners of war in 1945, and from 1947 to 1957 for almost 1,000 Polish refugees. A steering group of local residents, including historians and a resident of the camp, are working with the council to appoint an artist to design a new piece of public art for the site, which is expected to be installed this autumn. People will be invited to share their memories of the camp with the artist, and schoolchildren will take part in creative activities to learn about the history behind the project. We will be providing further information about the project and how to get involved on our website and digital newsletter. A fresh approach to care in home, Care Eastleigh. No need to go into care, let care come to you. We provide quality care in the home for individuals aged 18 plus. Dementia care, companionship care, disability care, palliative care, live-in care, overnight care. All our staff are fully trained and DBS checked. We believe everyone deserves to have their needs met with understanding and compassion to feel cared for, loved and looked after. Call on 023 8212 3300 or email eastleigh@in-homecare.co.uk. Quote Borough News for a free initial assessment and free first visit on us.
Cost of living. A helping hand. Act now to tackle cost of living pressures on you and your household. Try the best place in the borough for advice. Citizens Advice Eastleigh are there if you need help with finding what support is available and what you are eligible for. They have trained local advisers and a website filled with advice and guidance. They have an Eastleigh office and a range of outreaches in Burslem, Hamble and Hedge End. Website is citizensadviceeastleigh.org.uk. Telephone number 0808 278 7682. Check if you are eligible to receive support or benefits. Search gov.uk for their benefits calculator. This can help you narrow down anything you may be entitled to. It's free and independent and only takes around 15 minutes to complete. Have you checked if tax relief, marriage allowance or cost of living payment apply to you? Find support for vulnerable groups. It's becoming clear that certain vulnerable groups are feeling the squeeze more than other groups. The council and our partners have schemes to make things easier. These include Meals on Wheels, Eastleigh Handy Persons Scheme, Assisted Gardening Scheme, Assisted Bin Collection, Grants for Disabled Facilities, Apply for Disabled Parking Space, and more. We also have specific web areas for young people and armed forces and their families. View at eastleigh.gov.uk/vulnerable-groups.
Check out the local free and low-cost food outlets. New Pylons Wood Community Pantry, Pylons Wood Community Centre, Chamberlain Road, Burslem, SO31 8DT. This is £5 per visit for £15 worth of food per week. Initial opening hours are Monday 10am to 2pm and initially membership is restricted to surrounding areas only. Eastleigh Pantry, Pavilion on the Park, 1 Kingfisher Road, SO50 9LH. Telephone 01794 522 106. And again, this is £5 per visit for £15 worth of food per week. And they're open Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon and Tuesdays 4 to 6 p.m. Community Fridge, Pavilion on the Park, 1 Kingfisher Road, SO509LH. Help yourself to what you need. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sundays 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Eastleigh Food Bank, Unit G6, Wells Place, SO505PP. Telephone 07563 609994. Tuesdays and Thursdays 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hedge End Food Centre, King's Community Church, SO304BZ. Mondays and Thursdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Hound Food Bank, 30 Queensview, Netley Abbey, SO315AE. Telephone 07485 007800. Tuesdays and Thursdays 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Can you reduce your council tax? You may have overlooked some council tax reductions and discounts, and many are still unclaimed. Vulnerable groups are covered, such as disabilities, severely mentally impaired, students, care leavers and care workers. Did you know a single person's discount applies when only one person over the age of 18 is resident? So if it's just you and the children, you are eligible. If you're all under 18, there's no council tax to pay. If everyone under your roof is a full-time student, there's no council tax to pay, adult or otherwise. If you or someone who lives with you is an apprentice or a youth trainee, you may be entitled to a discount. An annex will be exempt from council tax if it is separately banded for council tax but forms part of another property and a dependent relative is living in it as their main or only home. Be scam aware. We regret to report that many cost of living and energy saving scheme scams are operating at this time, targeting vulnerable people. Please remain vigilant, and if any doubt, stop, challenge and protect. Report online to website actionfraud.police.uk or call 0300 123 2040.
Your community. Help us design our 50-year logo. This year, Eastleigh Borough Council is 50 years old. And to celebrate, we're thrilled to invite those who live, work or go to school in the borough to unleash their imagination and design a logo celebrating our 50-year milestone. Prize. The winning logo will be adopted for the year on our website, social media channels and other events and activities that we undertake. The artist will receive a £50 theatre voucher presented by the Mayor. Design submission. Logos must include the words 50 years of Eastleigh Borough Council with a gold theme. We'd also love to hear what Eastleigh means to you. Don't miss this chance to be part of Eastleigh's history. Design entries must be received via the website by Friday the 5th of May 2024 and created on a white background, a minimum of A5 size. Enter at website eastleigh.gov.uk/50years. Bampton House, changing lives. Bampton House, the council's new specialist housing accommodation for local families and individuals, is changing lives. One of the 13 new homes in Bampton House is occupied by Keith, who has had a challenging time in recent years, suffering the misfortune of both physical and mental health issues. Keith was in and out of hospital and lived in accommodation that wasn't fit for wheelchair access. With support from the local healthcare workers and the council, Keith was offered one of the 13 new flats at Bampton House. He was also offered help from local charity Scratch, who helped him obtain furniture and white goods for his new home. Keith is delighted with the space and the new opportunity it has provided him with. Keith said, "The help I have received and this new home has literally helped me turn my life around. As a result, my mental health has improved and I'm really appreciative of the care I have received from everyone involved. I'm so thankful to the council. They have been absolutely amazing. They have literally saved my life." He added, "My advice to anyone in a similar position is not to suffer in silence, but to make sure you ask for help." Bampton House in Chandler's Ford was previously a vacant office block that the council redeveloped into specialist temporary housing accommodation with funding from Homes England. If you need support, please visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/housing.
No gas central heating. If your home doesn't have gas central heating, you might qualify for energy efficiency upgrades to improve your home and save money on energy bills. If you're on a low income, you don't use gas to heat your home, and your property has an energy performance certificate, an EPC, of D, E, F or G, you could be eligible for a range of improvements. These include insulation, air source heat pumps, solar panels and heating controls, and could save you between £220 and £400 a year on your energy bills. The funding is available under the second phase of the Government's Home Upgrade Grant, HUG 2. £41.4 million has been awarded to local councils, including Eastleigh. To find out more, please visit website warmerhomes.org.uk or call free phone 0800 038 5737. Recognition for former councillor. A long-time servant of the council will be recommended to receive the title of Honorary Alderman later this month. The next meeting of the full council will be asked to bestow the honour of Mr. Roger Wood, who was a councillor for Chandler's Ford from 1964 to 1982. 10 years ago, the council agreed to recognise the public service of former members of the council who had served at least 12 years and who had retired from office by introducing the title of Honorary Alderman. The award will be presented at Mayor Making on the 20th of May.
£1 million for community and green spaces projects. An exciting cross-service projects have been going ahead due to a successful bid by the council to secure £1 million in levelling up funding, also known as the Shared Prosperity Fund. The award from the Department of Levelling Up Housing and Communities will be spent in the borough over 3 years. The funding will support various initiatives under the programme Growing Spaces, Growing Networks and Growing Wellbeing, aligned with the Council's priorities of protecting the environment and shaping places. These initiatives aim to address inequalities in access to green spaces, promote health and wellbeing, increase volunteering, address cost of living concerns and enhance town centre and green space areas, including the Plant Eastleigh pledge to plant 160,000 trees by 2030. Live projects include the following. The Plant Eastleigh community engagement. Work has been undertaken to identify and ring fence parcels of land for tree planting. Two senior rangers are working hard with volunteers and local community groups to plant and maintain the trees and ensure legacy care whilst trees are young and vulnerable. See their progress and see how you can get involved on website planteastleigh.co.uk. Support for Local College Special Educational Needs, brackets SEN, brackets group. The Lakeside Country Park Community Garden has been open to Eastleigh College SEN Gardening Group to learn and tend to the raised beds. They have been provided with support, gardening tools, plants, PPE and a first aid kit for their term time sessions. The Borough Cycle Route Mapping and Community Engagement. We've just appointed Steer and Sustrans to audit existing routes and residents will be consulted to ensure all have been captured. A new map will then be created to help promote cycling and walking across the borough. Local food production. Funding is being granted to local community organisations to support community garden projects and the refurbishment of the kitchen at Pylons Wood Community Centre. Projects in the pipeline for 2024 include the enhancement of volunteering opportunities, food education programme and more community engagement projects, including for Eastleigh Town Centre, where residents, businesses and visitors will help shape public spaces for the future. The leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Keith House, said, "We are investing in key areas to deliver a range of improvement for residents. Eastleigh receives very little funding from the government and we want that cash to be spent well. Teams across multiple services and partners are involved in improving spaces, networks and well-being with brand new schemes planned across the borough. We look forward to keeping residents updated on all developments we achieve across the 3 years. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/levelling-up.
Recruiting for Health Walks Leaders. Volunteer to help others get outdoors and walking this spring. The Council's Health Works team are asking keen walkers to volunteer to take walking groups on set routes across the borough. The current qualified Health Walks leaders are looking to swell their ranks this spring to ensure as many residents as possible can meet socially and improve their well-being. Health Walks have been running successfully for many years and have multiple 2 to 3 mile routes running Monday to Friday on a weekly basis, with slow walks also available. Training will be provided and you simply need to guide walkers regularly on routes and ensure new participants register on their maiden health walk. Get in touch with our Health Works team. Phone 023 8068 4813. Email healthworks@eastleigh.gov.uk or visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/healthwalks. Hampshire County Council Future Services Consultation. Hampshire County Council has launched a public consultation to understand people's views across Hampshire on proposals to change and reduce some local services and help the authority address a £132 million budget shortfall faced by April 2025. The Future Services Consultation runs until the 31st of March 2024 and signals the next stage in the County Council's plans to ensure it can focus support on the most vulnerable people in Hampshire, such as protecting children from harm, social care for older people, and supporting adults and children with disabilities and additional needs, while meeting its legal duty to deliver a balanced budget in 2025-26. To take part, visit websites hants.gov.uk/future-services-consultation.
Your council. Changes to the way you vote. During 2023 and 2024, the government have introduced various changes to the way you vote. Photo ID. If you will be voting in person at a polling station, you will now need to provide a suitable form of photo ID before you can cast your vote. Accepted forms of ID include a passport issued by the UK, any of the Channel Islands, the Isle of Man, a British Overseas Territory, an EEA, European Economic Area, state, or a Commonwealth country. Photographic driver's license issued by the UK, Channel Islands, the Isle of Man, or an EEA state, including the provisional. European Economic Area, EEA, photographic ID card. UK biometric residence permit. An identity card bearing the Proof of Age Standards Scheme hologram, your pass card. A blue badge, an Oyster 60 Plus card. A concessionary travel pass funded by HM government or local authority. A full list will be printed on your poll card or visit website gov.uk/how-to-vote/photo-id-yule-need. Only original documents are accepted. Scanned images or copies will not be accepted. However, expired documents are accepted if the photo is still a current likeness. No suitable photo ID? If you do not have any of the accepted photo ID and you want to vote at a polling station, you will need to apply for a free voter authority certificate, which can be used specifically for the purposes of voting. Visit website gov.uk/apply-for-photo-id-voter-authority-certificate. Poll cards. All registered voters who are eligible to vote in the local elections will receive a poll card at the end of March or early April, which will be in the form of an enveloped letter addressed to the individual person. It will contain a full list of accepted forms of photo ID.
Postal votes. Applying for a postal vote. How you apply for a postal vote has now changed. All new applications require you to be verified by providing your national insurance number, along with your date of birth and a specimen signature. Please apply now at website gov.uk/apply-postal-vote to ensure your application is processed early so that your postal vote can be issued as quickly as possible. It's easy to apply and you don't need to provide photo ID, but you must be registered to vote. A postal vote can be valid for up to 3 years and you'll be notified when it's due to be renewed. Returning your postal vote. The easiest way to return your postal vote is by post via the Royal Mail. If you hand your postal vote in at the council offices, this must be done during normal office hours or at a polling station on election day. You will be asked to complete a form. If a form is not completed, your postal vote will be rejected. Accessibility at polling stations. If you are a disabled voter or require additional help, we offer a range of support to enable you to vote independently or with assistance. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/information-for-voters.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council businesses, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m, the 6th of March and the 19th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact kitty.budden@eastleigh.gov.uk 02380688418. Burslesdon, Hamble le Rice and Hound, 6 p.m, 14th of March and 27th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk 02380683367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury, 7 p.m, 5th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CHFH or contact guy.riddock@eastleigh.gov.uk 02380683369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m, 12th of March and 4th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddock@eastleigh.gov.uk 02380683369. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m, 4th of March and 10th of June. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact ros.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk 02380683367.
Now, contact details are Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Telephone 02380688000. We're on Facebook and X, formerly Twitter, at Eastleigh BC, website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. Distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we are keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties or guarantees and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisements placed in the Borough News.
And that brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from us all.